actually a minute of a... we're going to recess the meeting for just a minute and give the floor to Laura Sevilla, our local representative.
So moved.
Second. All those in favor of the recess, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? Laura, the floor is yours.
Thank you so much. Thanks, everybody. And I'm trying to make Dover before they end as well, so I'll move through pretty quickly. I've left a few updates up by Kent. They have my contact information and my website on them. I send out a weekly update during the legislative session about what is going on, what's happening. And if you want to be in touch with me, it's a great resource to connect. I'll update you very briefly as you're going into your school board meeting. There is a pretty significant move afoot for a dramatic change in Vermont for our education system. How that is going to shake out, I do not know. The governor has proposed a very significant overhaul of governance, looking at consolidating to 5 districts. What does that mean? That means removing our school boards and supervisory unions, consolidating so you have one board in each of 5 districts. Stratton, I believe, I believe Stratton would be in the southeast, which would be Windham and Windsor. So that is a proposal that the governor made in January. It includes moving to a different funding mechanism, a foundation formula, which is what we had before the current funding mechanism. This is basically... block grant, the state says it's a means for the state to kind of say this is how much money you're getting and no more. The governor, you use it locally. The governor has also proposed moving to a single grant list. We have that split grant list right now, as well as assigning every student to a public school district and giving every student the ability to enter into a lottery for school choice. So that broad plan was presented to the legislature in January. The language, the statutory language changed to the law, was provided to us on Friday. It's a 200-page bill. There will be a lot of debate and discussion about that. I was asked in Wardsboro what I thought, if I had an opinion about it at this point. My opinion is it is of the scale that Vermont's, many of Vermont's schools are not in great physical shape. We have a pretty significant loss of student population. There are challenges with staffing and administration. And so thinking about how we can ensure high-quality education at a cost that taxpayers can bear, I think it's long overdue for us to have a very serious conversation like this. I'm not sure that we'll see a big overhaul this year because of the scale that we're talking about. I do think we'll see some property tax relief with one-time funds being applied to lessen property tax impacts. Happy to take questions on that. Other items that I would just bring to your attention, regional property assessment districts are something that is also being proposed. There's no bill number yet for this. This is being worked on in the House Ways and Means Committee. And it is in response to so many communities falling behind in their reappraisals throughout the state and limited number of staff that's available to do that. And so looking at, is there a way to get more efficiency? There's a proposal there for 12 regional property assessment districts where and they would do appraisals, et cetera. guess I will pause there. Can I don't know what your pleasure is, Mr. Moderator. I could take a few questions if folks want.
Sure. Anybody have any questions? Carson?
Hi, Laura. Nice to see you. I live on Stone Cabin Road here in Stratton. And a major reason why I should live here is school choice for the town of Stratton. It's incredibly important for the kids that live here and also our property values. The House version right now of kind of what the governor put forth still has a dramatically negative impact on school choice for those of us that live in Stratton. The most recent version that's coming out of the Senate Education Committee protects school choice. You're going to be asked to vote at certain points coming up here. Where are you going to land when it comes to protecting school choice for us in the town of Stratton?
So there is no House version of the governor's proposal yet. So there are various pieces of legislation that...
which are out there.
Yes, but they are not the governor's proposal. And I have not read Senator Bongardt's bill. I know he has put one on board.
But for clarity, on school choice specifically, can you confirm for us as residents in the town of Stratton that you will make sure that anything that comes forth that is detrimental to school choice, you will not support?
I will support following the law and following our Constitution. We have to follow the law.
Let's be clear. For school choice, these are pieces that you have the ability to, you represent us, the people here in Stratton. When you vote to impact school choice or changing the system that we currently have and we value, and I'll speak for myself, that I deeply value, I'm using your voice in Montpelier to represent kind of my opinion, but I don't want to speak for others, but the governor's current version impacts school choice. The version out of the House right now, Education Committee, negatively impacts school choice. Senator Bongardt's right now protects school choice. So I just want to hear you say, or at least offer the idea of protecting school choice in Stratton. There's going to be a vote that's going to come in front of you, and I'd love for you to just hear me loud and clear. I would like you to protect our ability to have school choice here.
Yeah, I'm going to follow the law and follow the Constitution.
What does that mean? How does that answer the question?
One at a time, please, guys.
Yeah, so right now, our law and our Constitution are not aligned. And we are working to put forward a proposal that allows us to sustain as much as possible of our current educational infrastructure. And it's literally not possible for me to vote the way that every single person in this room and in Wardsboro, Jamaica, Dover, who left. So what my commitment to you is to keep you apprised, as I do, about what is happening, to provide you with the opportunities to weigh in if there are pieces of legislation that are moving that will impact Stratton's choice. And I've committed that to you, and I've done that, and I will continue to do that. When there have been significant school choice impacts, I've showed up here and talked to you about it. Here I am today.
Are there any other questions for Representative Sevilla?
Thanks,
Laura,
everybody.
Thank you for your time.
Bye-bye.
We will re-adjourn the school district meeting. Sorry, recommence. Thanks, Kent. Kent, would you please take roll call?
Jessica Barron.
Here.
Kelly Julia Laskin.
Here.
Alvin Powell is not. Helen Eddy.
Here.
Joe Frigo.
Yeah.
Madison Frigo.
Yeah.
Richard Hart. Evgeny Ivanov, here. Chris Lewis.
Yes,
I'm here. Devin Marcucci. Yes. Greg Marcucci, here. Ellen Nall.
Yeah.
John Nall.
Yeah.
Diane Niederhauser.
Yes.
Donaldson Peterson.
Here.
Marissa Powers.
Here.
Ross Powers.
Here.
Victor Rivas.
Here.
Devin Rondeau. Tim Taylor.
Yeah.
Carson Thurber. Sally Lotsworth. Boomer Walker.
Yes.
Brett Warren.
Yes.
And me. Did I miss anyone?
The legal voters of the town of Stratton, Vermont are hereby notified and warned to meet at the town hall in said town on Tuesday, March 4th, 2025 at 11 a.m. to consider and act upon the following articles. Article 1, to elect a moderator for the ensuing year as required by law. Do I have any nominations? Any other nominations? Second.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Article 2, to elect all Stratton School District officers. Let me pause for a minute. Again, no discussion about these elections during the elections. Article 2, to elect all Stratton School District officers as required by law. First is a position for school district director for a 3-year term currently held by Allison Young. Do I have any nominations?
I nominate Allison Young.
Second. Any other nominations?
I move the nomination be closed with Clerk Castle and Dollar for Allison Young.
All those in favor of Allison Young for three-year term for school district director, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Thank you.
For school director for a 1-year term currently held by Devin Marcucci. Do I have any nominations?
Second.
Any other nominations? Do I have a second? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thanks, Devin. For school director for a 1-year term currently held by Joseph Frigo, do I have any nominations? Do I have a second? Thank you. Do we have any other nominations?
The clerk cast one ballot for Joe Frigo.
Do we have a second? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you, Joe. Article 3, to set the annual 2025-26 tuition rate to the Mountain School at Windhall up to the amount of $19,550 for students in grades K through 6 who are residents of the school district pursuant to Vermont Statute 16, Sections 823 and 828. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor of Article 3, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Article 4, to set the annual 2025-2026 K-6 tuition rate to all other private or approved independent schools up to the announced Vermont Union Elementary School tuition rate for students in grades K-6, excluding those students covered in Article 3 who are residents of the school district. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor of Article 4, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Article 5, to set the annual 2025-2026 tuition rate to Berne Burton Academy up to the amount of $21,972 per pupil for students in grades 9 through 12 who are residents of the school district. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor of Article 5, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Article 6, to set the annual 2025-2026 tuition rate to all other private or approved independent schools up to the announced Vermont Union High School tuition rate for students in grades 7 through 12, excluding those students covered in Article 5 who are residents of the school district. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor of Article 6, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Article 7. Shall the voters of the school district approve the school board to expend $1,060,950, which is the amount the school board has determined to be necessary for the ensuing fiscal year? It is estimated that this proposed budget, if approved, will result in education spending of $11,571.65 per pupil, which is 18.61% higher than per pupil education spending for the current year. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Discussion?
Why is it 18.61%?
So I'd like to point out that this article is a little deceiving how it's written, but that's how it's required to be written. If you look at the tax rate projection on page 23, the tax rate is projected to stay the same at 93 cents. For a year, you guys probably remember that we had discussed that weighting study, and we were told this is really going to negatively impact Stratton when it goes into effect. So we were setting aside a little money each year to protect ourselves from that. That didn't really prove to be true, and we are now sitting on a large fund balance. For next year, the school board decided to use $288,000 of that fund balance to buy down the tax rate and keep it where it is currently. But if you look, like I said, on page 23, this increase in per pupil spending does not mean an 18% increase in your tax rate. The tax rate is projected to stay the same.
What line is that on page 23?
33, so down at the bottom, like 9275 for FY26. So we get down to a base rate, and then it's adjusted. We get a discount off of that because last year our per pupil spending did not increase by more than a certain percent, so we have a five-year discount specified, and then it's adjusted by our CLA, which goes across the rate. And I guess I would add the decision to use the fund balance. So as Laura just explained, the governor's proposal to consolidate, we're trying to use up that fund balance so that if we are absorbed by a bigger district, they don't absorb that large chunk of money. So for the next couple of years, until that goes into effect, you'll probably see that we are making an effort to buy down the tax rate and use those funds before they're absorbed by a larger district.
One more question on that. The likelihood of something happening feels like pretty strong. Mm-hmm. You know, whether you have somebody like Laura who's not an effort at school choice, mm-hmm. or you go with Senator Bongardt's version and we get, you know, pulled into a school district and keep school choice, or we end up over with Brattleboro, we end up in the southeast district. If the reserve is going to get absorbed by that larger district, or that's the concept, I love the fact that we're keeping the rate the same and we're using those funds. But I guess my question would be, and this is just an idea, you move the land over to protect it. Is there any reason, if we think this is going to happen, which seems pretty likely, to spend even more and drop the rate, or just keeping it the same? And I don't know. I mean, I don't have a crystal ball, but I'm just saying, I don't know if that is possible.
It is possible. We had this discussion. You can't drop the rate before CLA below a dollar. So the base rate for CLA cannot be below a dollar. We had a lengthy discussion with the business manager at the Central Supervisory Union. Kind of come up with this magic number, and the feeling of the staff there was that this is too big of a change for it to happen within the next year or two. So it would be wise to not count our eggs before they hatch,
I
guess.
And under both those first two proposals, it seems as though the school board would be preserved for like at least
a couple of
years.
So, so we still have enough to.
And I know we have kind of mentioned it, or Kent has mentioned it to the town attorney to see if there a way to move, if there is still a fund balance when this goes into effect, to move that over to the town. And we thought there was probably a way that we could do that. But yeah, it's kind of a hard game to try to.
I think it's great you guys are having it, though, like for so many reasons. We can't predict perfectly, but at least.
Well, we certainly try to protect the rate and keep it down for everyone as much as we possibly can.
The other thing you'll notice, for the last several years, the town has leased the rec area for $120,000 from the school district to buy down this rate. We've eliminated that, so it's saving the town $120,000, which will allow the school district to further dip into that fund balance. So, doing as much as we can, but again,
here,
I don't know
what
it's going to do.
Yeah, about the only thing you can't really control is property values and how that is affected by the CLA. Because everything is really, prices are just skyrocketing. And if we don't keep up with that, the CLA will drag us down and drive that rate up. And it's a difficult balance to try to find the right method or method to move forward, and when we will do, say, the listeners will have to decide on doing another statistical update reappraisal with the markets being as crazy as they are. So it is what it is. It's the law.
Is there any other discussion on Article 7? There's no further discussion on Article 7. Please signify, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And opposed? Article 8, to vote to see if the town will authorize the school directors to borrow money for the school district in anticipation of taxes and state money allocated to the district. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second? Any discussion? All those in favor of Article 8, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Article 9, shall the voters of the Stratton School District authorize the school board to withdraw money from the reserve fund to offset the homestead tax rate, but no more than $50,000? Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second. Any discussion?
So this would be in addition to the $288,000 we just discussed. There's a lot of numbers that go into the tax rate calculation, and the state has the ability to change some of those after you guys just approve the budget. So if they decided to go in and change the yield, which would drive up our tax rate, this would allow the board to utilize up to an additional $50,000 to buy it back down, which is an added measure of protection.
Any further discussion of Article 9? All those in favor of Article 9, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Article 10, shall the voters of the Stratton School District authorize moving the operational surplus, if any, from fiscal year 2025 to the tuition reserve fund? Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor of Article 10, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Article 11, to see if the school district will authorize the school directors to transfer the parcel known as the Stratton Recreation Area, parcel ID 1100020, consisting of 200 plus or minus acres, for no monetary consideration to the town of Stratton. Do I have a motion? Second? Any discussion of this? There's no discussion. All those in favor of Article 11, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Article 12, to transact any business that may legally come before this meeting. Does anybody have anything else? There's nothing else. I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So,
second? Anybody want to discuss adjourning? All those in favor? Opposed? Thank you very much. Thank you.